My grandfather, being a student of the Wall Street Journal in business, determined that after World War II, the GIs would be coming home, purchasing homes, starting families. So my grandfather thought it would be a better use of the land instead of raising turkeys to start a family entertainment center. And so the oldest brother, who was my father, was Bill. He started the amusement business that you see here in the foreground. Now, my father didn't have capital to get started, so my grandfather actually was the one who bought the merry-go-round. He bought it in 1952 for the enormous sum of $14,250. My father was told many times it would never succeed. It was too far away from Albany. It was in the middle of nowhere, and nobody would travel that kind of distance from Albany to patronize the amusement park. I got out of college at the exact time that my father was thinking of retiring, so I sort of reluctantly took the reins. I had worked here through grammar school, high school, college. Like any son of a father who's also your boss, I had reservations about taking on the responsibilities of the family business. I was sort of looking over the horizon and wondering what was on the other side of the next mountains, but something called me back here. The value of the property hadn't escalated very much over those years, and I was making a pretty good living running the amusement park, and really selling the park with the land wasn't going to generate the kind of revenue that I was already experiencing. And I was raising a family. I had three young sons, and so I decided to hang in there and grow the business. Family was always our bread and butter. I think that's been our success secret, our reason for our staying power, mm-hmm. is because people are comfortable here. They may have been here as a child. Then you move away. You have a career. You start a family. You have children yourself, and you remember the good times you had here, and you wonder if the park is still there. And then families, parents want their children to experience the same thrills that they had when they were growing up. And they come back and they say, oh my God, it hasn't changed a bit. The whole reason I think that we've stayed relevant is we have not changed one bit.
Which probably makes this year pretty bittersweet for you in that regard. Are you aware of the Facebook, the Save Hoffman Spillane Facebook? Given all of that and all of these people who are coming out of the woodwork to say the exact things that you're saying, you know, like the memories from their childhood and wanting to sort of take their kids here, that's got to make you feel pretty good that so many people were so touched by this place.
It is. It's very humbling. All of our years that we've been involved in the park, a lot of our focus is mainly concerned with delivering on what we expect of ourselves. The focus is on the daily operation. What is wrong? What do we need to fix? What do we need to improve? And you don't sometimes step back and see the big picture, the smiles on children's faces, the memories that we have created here for families. And then this huge outpouring of support and positive comments that we have been receiving is very gratifying to my wife and I and to our staff. We are in awe and we are humbled by the outpouring of support and also the congratulations of many people who wish us well in the future and understand why we're taking the steps that we are to close the park and retire.
Take your tickets. Thank you.